Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to a special edition of Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with triple threat Canadian-born Filipino, German-French actress, dancer, and singer Nicole Huff, who just made her theatrical debut in the Netflix thriller Luckiest Girl Alive, most recently starring as Paige Aquino in the dark thriller Netflix series Tiny Pretty Things. Huff has established herself from a young age in the entertainment industry, having booked over 35 commercials before she was 13 and starring in projects alongside such notables as Lauren Hawley, Jason Priestley, and Mila Kunis. And Nicole, thanks so much for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Really great to have you with us, Nicole, and looking forward to hearing from you. So if you would, for starters, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up and how you got into acting, and what are some roles we might know you from?
Yeah, so I grew up always being drawn to the arts ever since I was a young girl. I know that, and storytelling as well. I know my parents would read me a book before bed all the time, and I had so much energy, and I think my parents really fed off of that and enrolled me in so many different activities to help me find what I was most passionate about. I grew up doing many different competitive, dancing competitively for many different, with many different styles, and figure skating competitively, and doing piano lessons and gymnastic lessons and karate. And so, I have always been drawn to the arts and very interested in how actors portray different characters for different projects. And I knew that I wanted to be a part of this industry ever since I was a young age. And it was just a matter of when I decided to put my focus into acting. And I'm also working on my music as well right now. So it's just been, I feel like it's in a way like my calling. It's what I'm most passionate about and what I'm most interested in and what I felt like I had a natural passion towards and what I was always drawn to.
Hey, that is pretty awesome and no surprise at all. It makes total sense why you are where you're at today and got into acting. Tell me, what are some of the roles we might know you from? Get into some of those.
For sure. So most recently, I play Olivia Kaplan on Luckiest Girl Alive. You can watch that movie on Netflix. And I also play Paige Aquino on Tiny Pretty Things on Netflix, and Alina Taylor on Pretty Hard Cases on Netflix. And I remember I also used to be recognized sometimes for Degrassi. I played the role of Gloria on the show.
You certainly do stay busy. There's no doubt about that. Now, you can currently be seen in the Netflix thriller Luckiest Girl Alive, which was just nominated for a People's Choice Award. What was that experience like? And tell us about the film and your character there. That would be great.
So the film is called Luckiest Girl Alive, and the lead actress who plays Ani is played by Mila Kunis, and the young Ani is played by Kiara Aurelia. And it follows this magazine editor who seems to have the perfect life, and then she's forced to unravel some of her childhood traumas. And I play Olivia Kaplan, one of Ani's antagonists in the film. And it's based off the book, and it's based off the author's real life. And it's a very powerful story, and it has this capacity to start conversation and spark a conversation after watching it because of how powerful it is. And it follows this character, and she's so human. She's not perfect. And the story really tells that truth. And people who have been through something similar that she's gone through is able to feel heard after watching it. And it's just a very powerful film and really tells truth. And it's able to, it shows Ani's real emotions as she's finding herself and coping with that trauma.
Yeah, I totally agree. It was a powerful film and well done. I've seen the film. In fact, after knowing that we were going to do this interview, I certainly wanted to check it out. And well done. That's all I can say. Now, Mila Kunis both executive produces the series and stars in it. But since you play a character from her past, you didn't get to have scenes with Mila specifically. Did you meet her on the set at all at any time? And if so, did she give you any advice?
So, Mila Kunis and Jessica Knoll and Mike Barker executive produced it. And I did get to meet Mila. It was very exciting. I remember she was on set one of the days, and I went up to the casting director and I was like, would it be okay to meet Mila right now? Because I've been a fan of hers for a long time. She's been such a big inspiration for me in my career. And so I went up to her and I thought it would be a very quick interaction, but she was so sweet and kind. And she invited me to sit in her trailer. And so I sat there for a half an hour and we had a really nice conversation. And she was so complimenting and warm and kind and very smart. And it was just an experience that I'm never going to forget for sure. But it was an honor to be a part of this film and tell this story and work with such an incredible cast and crew for sure.
Well, I can certainly appreciate the humble attitude on both parts, you and Mila. And as you continue on and continue to have that humble attitude, it'll take you a long, long way. Really impressed from your feedback there and your meeting Mila there. Today, we're joined by triple threat Canadian-born Filipino, German-French actress, dancer, and singer Nicole Huff, who just made her theatrical debut in the Netflix thriller Luckiest Girl Alive here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Nicole, in addition to acting, you are also a talented singer, I understand, as well. Tell us more about the music you're working on now and what we can expect in that realm.
Yes, so I was one of those people that, and one of those children that just always had earphones in my ears, like anywhere I'm going, even to this day, like I'm in the car, I'm always listening to music. And so I've just always been in that world as well. It's either I'm watching a movie or I'm listening to music when I'm on a walk or something. But this EP that I'm working on is very special and close to my heart because it's kind of a love letter to all the different genres of music that I grew up listening to and all the different artists that I grew up listening to. I'm very inspired by artists like Mariah Carey and watching Britney Spears performances and Jennifer Lopez and Ariana Grande and Demi Lovato and that kind of all, and Lady Gaga as well. So like that kind of all put together in my own way, and getting to make music that's my own, and getting to work with a very talented producer like Roy Hamilton III has been incredible because he's worked with so many amazing people and he's just a very talented producer. So I can't wait to share it. It's very exciting. It's pop, but it's also got this R&B influence with also this dance influence. So I'm very excited to share it when the time comes.
Yeah, it sounds like it will be very unique and looking forward to hearing when that is available. Now, Nicole, what is next career-wise for you? And if you could choose any project, what would that be?
I'm very focused on my music right now. And when the time comes for me to share what the projects that I'm going to be working on next, I will definitely do so. I hope to continue to portray very, very interesting characters and be a part of great stories that are well written So if you haven't already, I think you mentioned this already, but if you haven't already, you can check out Tiny Pretty Things, where I play Paige Aquino on Netflix, and Top Line, where I play Cassie on CBC Gem, and Pretty Hard Cases. I'm in an episode and play Alina Taylor, and this really incredible movie, Luckiest Girl Alive, where I play Olivia Kaplan. So, yeah, I will definitely, I hope to continue to portray interesting characters, and when the time comes for me to share, I definitely will.
And speaking of sharing, if folks wanted to connect with you and get to know more about what you're doing and follow your journey, where's the best place online to connect with you and also to get more information?
I'm most active on Instagram. You can follow me at Nicole Samantha Huff, and also the same username for TikTok. And then on Twitter, Nicole S. Huff, and Facebook, just Nicole Huff.
And as always, we'll include these links and other links within the show notes of this broadcast. Nicole, all the best. Continued success. Awesome to have you with us here today on EPN. Certainly appreciated your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Certainly was a pleasure. We've been speaking with triple threat Canadian-born Filipino, German-French actress, dancer, and singer Nicole Huff, who just made her theatrical debut in the Netflix thriller Luckiest Girl Alive. And if you'd like to connect with Nicole, simply visit her on Instagram at Nicole Samantha Huff, as well as on TikTok at Nicole Samantha Huff as well. And on Twitter, her handle is Nicole as Huff. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.